Good morning, everyone. We bring greetings from the Collinston, Louisiana Ecclesia. Brother Ernie also called me and asked me to talk about standing like he did Pat and like he did Adam, and I think Sam also. He told us that we couldn't refuse, to make that short. If you will, turn over to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 15 and keep this place because we'll turn back to it later on. I don't have but two or three other scriptures. And it says, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. In this chapter, Paul describes the final days, and this verse gives us instruction. Who is standing fast and who is not? Who is disturbed by some of the things that Christadelphians believe and teach? Some people in ecclesias see no threat with changing ideas within Christadelphia. Some welcome change and resist those that stand against changing ideas. I want to ask the question, why is it so? And reading from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting at verse 1 through verse 12. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. That no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of sin, with all power and signs and lying and wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believeth not the truth, but had pleasure in an unrighteousness. Why are we told to hold fast to the traditions? It is because the mystery of iniquity is at work, and because they receive not the love of the truth. The same is true with us. This is the influence of mystery Babylon, the Catholic religion, false religion, paganism mixed with Christianity, humanism derived from paganistic influences, everything, education, religion, and politics. There was a falling away. There is another falling away in progress. The Pope is to... He is considered as the vicar of God and God on earth. Why are there so many deceived? Because the love of the truth is not received and a strong delusion has been sent. We all need to defend the Lord's truth against this strong delusion. To do this, we may have to forget our wants, desires, and sometimes our family. It may be necessary to forsake all to gain eternal life. we must make a stand. But where will we make this stand? Where do we draw the line on humanism, fellowship, family, and self? We must make decisions on what we will allow and how we stand. The truth is not easy. In the case of family, do we or will we modify or change the way we view marriage and divorce? How and when do we tell our family what our position is on fellowship, marriage, and changing ideas? They should already know by our words and our actions. How many do we see that change their views? Not to say that changing your mind is wrong. How often do people take a more stringent view on things? They almost never take a stringent view. We like things that are easy and pleasant to hear. But wait, we of the household are cautioned not to have itching ears. If we don't take a stand against non-truth, what do we stand for? We don't stand for anything, do we? Truth breeds truth, and lies more lies. If a lie is told long enough, some people begin to accept and believe. The things that we allow for speak for us. Our actions speak for us. If we allow itching ears to lead us, it can separate us from God. This chapter is a prophecy of the coming of Christ, and the very elect are being deceived. Why are there so many deceivers and people that have deceived? And people that cannot receive the truth. We try to tell people there is no heaven going and our soul is mortal, but they will have no part of it. We tell our brothers and sisters there was no divorce in the beginning, but that it was allowed for during the law of Moses. Now how many reasons are allowed for divorce? If you could take a picture of truth and slap people to make them look, they still can't see the picture. And the reason is that the deception is from within. Let's look at the words of Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 11, starting in verse 16. Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, lest you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontless between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied in the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. For if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in his ways, and to cleave unto them, then will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you, and ye shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. There shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon the land that ye shall tread upon, as he hath said unto you, Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse, a blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other gods which ye have not known. Moses addressed to the children of Israel. We know what we need to do. We need to not let our hearts deceive us. And I want to read that verse 16 again. Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Also look at Romans chapter 16. Verses 17 through 20. Romans 16, 17 through 20. Now, I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not the Lord Jesus, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men, and I am glad therefore on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise sin under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. The people that cause division serve their own belly, their own desires, and they seek others for their support. We are to avoid them. If they are family, how can this be done? The answer is simple. We can live with them, but we don't have to participate at the memorials with them. The hearts of the simple are deceived. It would behoove us to not be too simple, to do our own investigation, to study for ourselves. Why is it not pleasing to some to keep hearing exhortation like this? Is the threat not real? Does it remind us of our shortcomings? Is it discouraging to hear the troubles within our brotherhood? Is it easier to look away and not deal with these issues? Do you wonder why it's so hard to deal with these issues? It is because we like smooth things. Yes, it most definitely is. I like smooth things. I wish everything at work in my ecclesia was smooth. We of the household should realize the things that are happening. They have to happen. God has made it so. The true believers will know when it's time for Christ's return. It is important to realize why we feel the way we do about the things going on around us, why it is perceived as an attack on God's truth, to realize who is deceived and for what reasons and agendas. Ecclesias that have turned and continue changing further away, God will bless us and them in what we do, either closer or further away from Him. I once had a problem with something going on in our ecclesia. My dad told me not to worry, just wait, that if it is of God, it will stand, and if not, it will be gone and forgotten. That's a lesson in patience for all of us, and we need to remember that. Our time is short. Also, when ecclesias break up for whatever reasons, watch to see what they accept and reject. It takes time sometimes for these things to happen. I believe God blesses us for the bad directions or good directions we take, either closer or further away from Him. Good advice is to be patient and observe and realize what direction we are all headed. All we can do is tell someone when they have the opportunity what our stand is. Look at Ezekiel 14. I'm going to read verses 2 through 8. Ezekiel 14, 2 through 8. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart, and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Therefore, speak unto them, and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Every man of the house of Israel that setteth up idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him that cometh according to the multitude of his idols. that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, repent and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. For every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger that sojourneth in Israel, which separateth himself from me, and setteth up his idols in his heart, and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and cometh to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer him by myself, and I will set my face against that man, and will make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from the midst of my people, that ye shall know that I am the Lord. If there are stumbling blocks in our heart that we do not allow, they don't allow us to see the truth, we should pray for these idols to be never allowed in our hearts. Family, friends, possessions should be considered as idols that can be stumbling blocks. Dad told me that if my brothers or myself divorced our sister wives and remarried, that we would not participate with him at the memorials. He was a man of his word. He was a watcher. He prevented stumbling blocks. He told us what he expected us to do, not only by example, but by word. Many are led by the shortcomings and mistakes of others. When this happens, we are letting ourselves be deceived. When we don't have expectations or don't let them be known, are we letting our family drift away? Or do we follow along? These thoughts must enter our minds, because some drift away and make allowance for divorce, open fellowship, false ideas. It's plain when people don't want to hear the truth, they have set up their own stumbling blocks. We are not to cause stumbling for anyone, including ourselves. Look at Ezekiel 14:20. Though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. We are responsible for ourselves first, and then our family. Look back at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Starting at verse 17. Verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, establish you in every good work. We know these things have to happen. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all have not faith, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will the things which we command. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God, and to the patient waiting for Christ. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which he received of us. In closing, remember 2 Thessalonians verses 2 and 3, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, that Christ is at hand. and let no one deceive you by any means. Thank you.